This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The 17th edition of the joint military exercise Nomadic Elephant 2025 between India and Mongolia is being conducted at the Special Forces Training Center in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The exercise is underway with a focus on the conduct of non-conventional operations in semi-urban and mountainous terrain under a United Nations mandate. The joint military exercise began on the 31st of last month and will culminate on the 13th of this month. The Ministry of Defence, in a statement, said the exercise aims to enhance the operational capabilities of both the armies. Germany has reaffirmed its strong support and solidarity for India's fight against terrorism. German Foreign Minister Johann Wadephul condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and expressed his country's support to India during a meeting with an Indian parliamentary delegation that outlined New Delhi's resolve to not to give in to nuclear blackmail by Pakistan. The all-party delegation, led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, conveyed to the German political and diplomatic leadership India's unwavering united stand for zero tolerance for terrorism. Addressing the Indian diaspora, Mr. Prasad said that Pakistan is a habitual offender.
Pakistan kya kar raha hai? Terror machine. Kaise world-class terrorists paida hon generals ki agwai mein? Ye hai Pakistan. Char baar ladai lade. Har baar hare. Hum kabhi attacker nahi the. Phir bhi wo sudharte nahi hai. कारण क्या है कि वो जनरल्स के कंट्रोल में है पॉलिटिकल लीडर्स के कंट्रोल में नहीं है द जनरल्स वांट टू रिमेन रेलेवेंट बाय परपेचुएटिंग कॉन्फ्लिक्ट एंड द टेररिस्ट हैव बिकम देयर इंस्ट्रूमेंट टू एग्जीक्यूट.
Karnataka Chief Minister Siddharamaiya has ordered an increase in compensation for the 11 families of those who died in the stampede in Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru on Wednesday, raising the amount to 25 lakh rupees each. Previously, the government had announced 10 lakh rupees in compensation per family. Telangana cabinet expansion is likely to take place later this afternoon. 3 to 4 berths are likely to be filled this time. The General Administration Department, GAD, is making arrangements for the swearing-in ceremony of the to-be-inducted ministers at the Raj Bhavan in Hyderabad. Governor of Telangana, Jishnu Dev Verma, who went to New Delhi 2 days ago, came back to Hyderabad last night. The state cabinet has now 12 members, including Chief Minister Revanth Reddy and Deputy Chief Minister Mallu Bhatti Vikramarka. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and 3 others are set to embark on Axiom Space's 4th human space flight from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida on Tuesday. They are likely to dock at the International Space Station on Wednesday at about 10 p.m. IST after a nearly 28-hour journey. Shukla, serving as the mission pilot of the Axiom 4 AX4 commercial mission to the ISS, will be accompanied by mission commander Peggy Whitson and specialists Tibor Kapu from Hungary and Swaloz Uznanski Wisniewski from Poland. Government of Sikkim has arranged a special helicopter sortie for air evacuation of stranded locals, tourist taxi drivers and certain government officials stationed at Shatein in North Sikkim. The operation comes as part of the ongoing coordinated relief and evacuation efforts being undertaken in view of the recent adverse conditions that disrupted normal drive connectivity and access to the region. The helicopter sortie began this morning from the Pakyong Greenfield Airport, with the first sortie taking off towards Shatein to initiate the evacuation process. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions to prevail over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, West Uttar Pradesh and West Rajasthan during the next 3 days. According to the IMD, light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds will prevail over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Rayalaseema and Karnataka during the next 2 days. In hockey, the Indian men's team went down 1-2 against the Netherlands in the FIH Pro League at the Wegener Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen, Netherlands last night. India's captain Harmanpreet Singh gave them the lead in a fiercely contested battle before Heechwan Dam registered a brace for Netherlands. The Indian men's team will next face the Netherlands tomorrow at 6 p.m., while on Wednesday they will be up against Argentina. The match is scheduled to begin at 6:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.